Great day, everybody. It's Grace Roberts here on Access Cleveland. And how would you like to find out how any student, your student, yes, it is about that time, the time of the year, our kids are planning for college. And financial aid and student loans are astronomical. So how would you like to learn how any student can win scholarships and graduate college debt-free? Think about that back when we were in college, right? Don't we wish we had this available? Well, I have the author of the book, Confessions of a Scholarship Winner, How You Can Win Scholarships and Graduate College Debt-Free. Are you kidding? Secrets to Success from an Average Student Who Grew Up in a Single-Parent Home Yet Achieved an Over $500,000 in Scholarships. Christina, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's amazing. $500,000 in scholarships? Are you kidding?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was a huge blessing. Like you said, student loans are astronomical right now, and so many students are going into debt. So I'm really just passionate about helping students not have to go into such huge loan debt and drown after college with the weight of student loans.
Absolutely. And paying off the student loans for the rest of their life.
Yeah, you know, I graduated with my master's degree recently, and I have friends that are also entering into the real world, and they are just so weighed down. You know, they should be looking into purchasing homes and buying cars, but they can't do it right now because they're spending $1,000 to $1,500 a month just to pay back their education, and they don't see any end in sight. So it's so important for people to start thinking about college as soon as possible and how they can make it affordable so that they don't have to go into that unfortunate reality of drowning in student loan debt later in life.
Absolutely. Okay, Christina, help us out. Where do we start? My kids are graduating high school, and it is that time. Scholarships, where do we start? Where do we begin?
Well, actually, the sooner you can start, the better. Actually, when you're graduating high school, you know, it's not that it's too late. There's still scholarships out there, but if you can actually start looking your freshman year of high school, that's the perfect time. You know, most scholarships are given out to seniors in high school. There are scholarships for people of all ages, but the majority are given out during your junior and senior years. But they're judging based on your entire high school experience, starting with your freshman year. So if you can start thinking about scholarships and creating a strategy for you or your student to stand out in the application process immediately, that's great. You know, my mom actually sat me down the first day of my freshman year of high school, and she said, "Christina, I love you, I believe in you, but there is no way I can support you financially once you graduate from high school." So basically, you're on your own once you reach college.
Wow.
So, you know, even though that was really hard to hear and it was hard to choke down as a freshman, it lit a fire in me to start taking control of my own future and thinking through strategies and what I could do to win scholarships so that I could afford an education and make due financially in the future.
Indeed. So tell us about your book, Confessions of a Scholarship Winner.
Well, my book is basically a roadmap for students to figure out and navigate the scholarship process. You know, there are a lot of details and strategies that students can implement into their lives to stand out in the process. And so my book is basically walking students through the very basics, such as college financing, the FAFSA, you know, how do you fill it out? What does it mean? What kind of scholarships are out there? What's the difference between need-based scholarships and merit-based scholarships? Where can I find scholarships? So I walk through the basics, but then I go a level further and teach them, you know, what are application judges actually looking for? You know, whenever there are 1,000 applicants applying for a scholarship, what is going to make my scholarship application stand out from all the rest? You know, I discuss things like, I call them scholar qualities, such as character, leadership, teamwork, volunteerism, and work ethic, you know, that students can lace throughout their application to make them different from everybody else and stand out in the process. And I talk about actual activities and things that they can start participating in to make their application really pop and stand out and be that one that judges go, "Hey, that's our winner. That's the one that fits."
Absolutely. And, you know, it can be discouraging. It's well worth it. It definitely pays off because you received numerous scholarships. Now, what kind of scholarships did you receive?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's definitely worth it, even though it can be, you know, time consuming filling out applications and filling out different essays. You know, you got to think through if you apply for a scholarship and you spend, you know, 4 hours applying for a scholarship that wins $4,000, you're making $1,000 an hour.
Yes.
You know, and for a high school student, that's like one of the best part-time jobs you could ever get, you know?
Right?
I made $500,000 in high school, which where else could I have ever made that amount of money? You know, it was work, and I had to spend time on my essays,
yes.
But, I mean, that was a huge, huge payoff. So it's definitely worth investing in yourself and taking the time and energy to
Indeed.
Fill out applications. Sorry, to answer the question about scholarships, I won all sorts of scholarships. I won a variety of need-based and merit-based scholarships. I won the Bill and Melinda Gates Scholarship, which is a tremendous scholarship. They pay for a full ride all the way through a doctorate degree. And then I also won the Coca-Cola Scholarship, which is one of the largest merit-based scholarships in the nation. They had over 100,000 applicants that year, and I was very fortunate to make it into the top 50 out of 100,000, so I was very excited.
Wow.
Won all sorts of university-based scholarships and private scholarships. It was really a huge blessing.
Indeed. Did you pay for any of your college?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. Oh, my gosh. We need this. We need this. We need your book. We need this information. So what makes your story so relatable to our teens today?
It makes it relatable because I've been there. You know, I wasn't the perfect student. I wasn't the star athlete. You know, I really struggled with self-confidence issues. You know, I talk about in my book, I basically pour out my story to students so they can see, you know, how much I struggled and how not perfect I am. And they can realize that even if they don't come from the perfect background, even if they aren't the smartest student in their class, they can still win scholarships and they can still be successful in life. You know, so I really want
Absolutely.
Students to feel discouraged to know that they can do it too.
This is amazing. I'm still thinking about the fact that you did not pay a dime for any of your college career. That's amazing. Through your doctorate, I'm at a loss for words. That is remarkable. So I would imagine that was one of the inspirations behind you writing your book.
Yeah, it was. You know, I heard a really great quote whenever I was thinking about writing the book, and it was by the First Lady, Michelle Obama. She said, you know, when you walk through the doorway of opportunity, you don't slam it shut behind you. You hold it open for the people who are coming on their way.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like I really developed some great strategies that worked. You know, I did win a lot of money in the process and I found success. But now, you know, I don't want to shut that door behind me. I want to open the door for students who are coming up and feel like, hey, I can't afford an education. These college prices are astronomical. There's no way my family could afford it. I want to hold that door open and say, hey, here's what I found. Here's what works. You know, find
right.
that success too and afford your college education.
Absolutely, because it can be discouraging thinking, okay, college, I can't go to college. I want to go, but I can't afford it. So this right here helps you to let you know you can do it and you may not have to pay a dime. Where were you when I was going to college, Christina? Oh, my gosh. So who should read this book? Who is this book written for?
I specifically wrote this book for high school students. You know, it's kind of a little bit of a different process whenever you're in high school. There are a lot more scholarships that cater towards high school students. But I've tried very hard to write it in a way that would also apply to anybody applying for scholarships. I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who are post-high school, either in college or out in the workforce that are going back, and they found a lot of the principles of how to create a really strong application very useful for them. So I really wrote it with language for high school students and, you know, focused on that specific process. But so far it's been able to apply for everyone looking for scholarships.
Absolutely. And you said that they should start preparing freshman year of high school.
Yeah, as soon as possible. You know, there's so many things that students can do to start impacting the process. A lot of times students get to their senior year and they start applying, which is great. But if they start soon, like thinking about, you know, what are scholarship judges
right.
looking for? They can really stand out.
Right. Now, so what are some of the first steps to finding financial assistance for college?
Well, the first steps are, you know, digging around and looking for scholarships. There are over 1.5 million separate scholarship awards given out every year, over $3 billion in scholarships. So you've got to wade through and figure out, you know, what scholarships are going to fit me. You can't apply to all 1.5 million scholarships.
Right.
So navigating through, you know, what's the best scholarships for me. There are all sorts of resources for doing that. There are fantastic books that are released every year that have tons of scholarship awards that you can look through. There are also online databases such as collegegreenlight.com and zinch.com, where they actually filter through all those scholarships and allow you to create a profile where you enter specific information about you, and they match you with scholarships that fit you specifically. So they kind of filter through and make it easier. You know, there are your high school guidance counselors that often have tons of resources, and scholarships come to them to market to their students. And then most college and universities have specific pages within their website that are devoted just to scholarships. So
yes,
it's important to just really dig around and see what scholarships fit you and what is worth your time and effort in applying to. And then get out there and get involved. Scholarship committees love to see commitment and achievement. You know, as we approach summertime, it's such a perfect time for students to start investing in themselves and start getting out there and getting involved. You know, they love to see that you're active in your community. One of the ways that I really stood out in the scholarship application process is I volunteered a lot. I logged over 1,000 hours of community service by the time I graduated from high school, and I created really great opportunities within it. I started my own shoe drive. I was involved in my community, and that really helped. So I just encourage students, you know, as we approach the summer, sit down and brainstorm, you know, what can I do this summer to start standing out and building a really strong resume for scholarship?
Absolutely. So we are in a struggle here. You know, the economy is seems like it's rebounding, but how can people, the teens and parents alike, make sure they'll be able to pay for college?
I think first and foremost, I mean, it's really about planning. You know, there are so many different options for financing your college education. There's so many different types of schools. There are actually schools out there that are tuition-free schools. There are schools that are public, private, two-year, four-year. You know, there are scholarships to pay for it. There are grants. And, you know, just going into that process blind can be kind of overwhelming. You know, don't let the process take control of you and just, you know, walk in blindly. Sit down and talk about it. You know, think through what's the best strategy for our family. You know,
yes,
do we want to, you know, go to a two-year school? Is it a four-year school? You know, do we want to put in this effort for scholarships? Do we want to invest in our student? Do you want to invest in yourself and put go that extra mile to win some of that money? You know, just really sitting down and talking about it and taking a very active approach into the college financing situation can make such a huge difference. And it can be scary, you know. It's overwhelming thinking about paying $20,000 or $30,000 a year for college, so it can feel like, you know what, let's just not think about it. Let's just avoid it, you know, and just wait and see what happens.
But,
you know, it will be worth it in the long run to, you know, tackle those difficult conversations and create a strategy.
Indeed. So what would you say, and you did touch on it a little earlier, what would you say, or what would you like to say to students that are coming from a poverty-stricken home, but they have the dream of going to college?
I would say don't give up on that dream. I am walking proof that it is possible to get out of your situation and that you don't just have to settle on what cards you've been dealt right now. You know, if you work hard and you implement a strategy and you really commit to the process and commit to going to college and fighting for your future, you can get out of your situation and on to a completely new, fantastic start in life.
Awesome. Amazing. Well said. So what's one of the misconceptions, what's the biggest misconception about scholarships available for college students, Christina?
Well, a lot of students think, you know, I could never win one. I don't have a 4.0. I'm not a perfect, you know, athlete. I don't have, you know, I'm not class president. I could never win a scholarship. And that couldn't be further from the truth. You know, a lot of students don't shine in high school. They end up eventually going on in life and becoming hugely successful, you know, and a lot of students aren't valedictorian, but they go on and they really succeed and they excel academically in college. So scholarship programs are looking for students that aren't just those perfect students. You know, they like to read between the lines and see, you know, what's a student that's got potential for success and potential for standing out in the future but may not, you know, exhibit it perfectly in their academic coursework in high school. You know, so it's important to look around and dig around. You know, there are scholarships for practically everything. There are scholarships, there are even goofy scholarships out there. Like, there's a bagpiping scholarship. There's a vacuuming scholarship. There's a zombie apocalypse escape plan scholarship.
Wow. So, yeah, you just have to search. You just have to seek it out. We're talking with Christina Ellis. She's the author of Confessions of a Scholarship Winner, and she did not pay a dime for her college education all the way through to her doctorate. She paid not a dime. She got scholarships. She received scholarships. So you can do it as well. Christina, where can we find your book?
It is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and wherever books are sold.
Absolutely, absolutely. And can we follow you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter at MyChristinaEllis, and I also have a website. It's ChristinaEllis.com, KristinaEllis.com, and I actually just launched a new website called The College Ninja, and it's a place where students can go and interact and basically ask questions about the scholarship process and just interact with each other and help each other towards winning scholarships.
Awesome, awesome. I'm going to get your book. I'm going to get your book for my nieces and my nephews who are in high school and planning to go to college. I'm going to get that for them as a gift.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Christina, the author of Confessions of a Scholarship Winner. Thank you so much for taking time out.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.